Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Welcome to episode 1.5 for... The Startup Addict Podcast.
A mini episode.
It's a baby episode. And in our upcoming full episode, we'll be talking about your investments with the Warriors. But wanted to ask you, how would you say your passions play into some of your business decisions?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the Warriors is one of my biggest passions. Logically or not, or rationally or not.
I wonder how many times we could say passions.
Yeah, passions. but no, I think I've learned over the years that it's really important. Business is hard. And if you're not passionate about what you're working on, it's really hard to take all the necessary steps and have the follow through to stick with it through tough times. You know, I'll give some examples. I had a company, I don't even know how many years ago now, a few years ago. I had my buddy James, and we basically sat down and we took an approach that a lot of people take, right? You sit at Starbucks, you're trying to figure out, like, what could we work on?
Yeah.
And we're kind of working backwards. We're working backwards on, like, what would make a lot of money? And then we tried to incorporate a passion. We're like, well, I both like going to the gym. I think we were doing CrossFit at the time or something for a little bit. And so we thought, oh, we're passionate about going to the gym. Let's start a company around that. So we started this company called Gymga, which was basically going to be videos. We'd film videos.
Yeah.
And then with celebrities or trainers, and then people will be able to do those workouts at home. So we were passionate about working out, but we weren't necessarily passionate about, you know, working out to videos at home or the technology side of it.
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of time. We did some videos. We actually did a video with the Warriors. We did a video with Monte Ellis, showing some of the workouts that he does to get ready for basketball games. And we did a video with Jason Ellis, the talk show host. We did videos with Josh Koscheck, Josh Thompson, MMA fighters. And that part was fun. It's just that we weren't passionate about, like, the technical side of things and building out that business.
Yeah.
Nor were we, like, self-sufficient. So we couldn't do all of that ourselves. We had to outsource that to developers and contractors. And our buddy Steven helped. But it made us realize you got to be passionate about more than just the general idea. Because we found ourselves a lot sitting at Starbucks or this breakfast place called Stacks. And we'd be supposed to be meeting about Gymga, but we'd just be talking about other stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then we were very quick to, like, read something and then react to it and be like, ooh, I wonder if there's an opportunity in this space. I wonder if there's an opportunity in that space. When the reality is there's opportunities in all spaces, but the only opportunity for you is if you're passionate enough about something that you're going to outwork and out-hustle everyone else in that space. So to just be passionate about making money, an opportunity wasn't going to work, right? So
you can't work backwards.
No. So we'd be sitting there. We'd be like all gung-ho on Gymga at the 5 minutes into the meeting. Then we'd read something. We'd start talking about that. And we'd have a conversation about maybe we should do that instead. Maybe we should pivot that. And ultimately, it was because we didn't have a clear vision that we were, like, dead set on for Gymga. We just thought, oh, because we like working out, it'll make us passionate about this technology company. But we weren't. Passionate about it. So it didn't last that long.
How long did it last?
I think it probably lasted 6 months or something. And we just decided, it just kind of fizzled. Like, we just filmed a bunch of videos, made a half-assed attempt to market it, and just kind of became clear that we were both interested in other things. I don't remember what I was working on, but I remember talking to someone, this girl Fallon, and she was helping us with another project, making introductions. And this was pretty soon after we had opened the first Basecamp gym. So Basecamp was a gym concept that I was inspired by the like a cardio workout they do down at American Kickboxing Academy in San Jose. And a couple of the guys had bet me that I wouldn't be able to go down there and do the workout, whatever. I'll probably have an episode on that in the future. And I started training in my gym. I mean, in my garage, right? I got the Aerodyne bike, and I got these timers, and I got all this stuff, and I started doing it, and I really liked it. And eventually, long story short, ended up opening a gym in Burlingame called Base Camp. And I would go to these meetings always to talk about this other project, and it was almost like I was asking her for help with an introduction or something, but she was always having to pull me back to, hey, remember the idea we're supposed to be talking about?
Yeah.
And I remember her saying one day, like, when you talk about Base Camp, your eyes light up, and it's all you want to talk about. But at the same time, you're investing in and working on this company that you don't even
have
that enthusiasm for.
Yeah,
I don't remember what company it was off the top of my head right now, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist anymore. So that was a big lesson, you know. The Warriors, for example, was a big passion of mine, and so I tried to figure out, okay, how can I merge the two? And so we came up with an idea for a company called Dunk Contest, which was fueled by, I'm passionate about the Warriors, I'm underwhelmed by, or at least I was a few years ago, by the selection of merchandise available in the arena store, because it all basically has to come from one vendor, which was Adidas at the time. There's a whole bunch of people in the Bay Area who are passionate about the Warriors. There's a whole bunch of small brands and artists who have created their own bootleg Warriors-inspired designs. So why can't we take that same enthusiasm and uniqueness and turn that into a store that is an official Warriors store? So I approached the Warriors, and we talked about, I talked about the need for this and how it was already happening, and their fans seemed to want something different. And I said, hey, I might be 45, but I'm still the 16-year-old kid that goes into the store every time at the games looking for something new. So ultimately, Fran Brandon over there agreed, or I think got himself into a position where he was able to green light this plan. And so we were able to open a Dunk Contest store in Burlingame 2 years ago, and we opened it as an official Warriors store. So it's listed on their site as one of their official retail locations. And then from there, we were able to get an NBA license to create our own licensed Warriors merchandise under the Dunk Contest label. And then we were able to expand that to the Lakers this year as well. So I definitely learned there. No business is easy. But it's definitely easier if a business has your attention naturally. If you're not interested in the product, I feel like ultimately you're just kind of chasing money. And chasing money usually turns into just chasing.
Yeah, if you end up spending so much time, so many hours, you better like it.
Yeah. I mean, this is enjoyable, right? Because you love talking into the mic.
Oh, I love it.
Anyway, so that's a quick one, a quick preview. Not a preview, but a lead into the next episode, in which we go a little more in depth on, you know, how do you actually go about being able to, you know, be an investor in an NBA team, which was certainly something I never expected to have the good fortune to do. And once I had the opportunity, obviously I pounced on it because
that's the Warriors.
That was the Warriors.
Yeah.
I'd do anything for the Warriors. Anyway, so that, this is a new format. We're going to try these quick, 5-10 minute, preview episodes.
Teaser.
See if anyone enjoys those between the, full length episodes. And any feedback you guys leave us would be great. We appreciate it. Tell us to knock it off or keep them coming.
We're just going to keep cranking them out.
We'll keep going. So.
All right. Till next one.